Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, Katie, I got to know. I was perusing the socials this morning, and I saw the picture of you and some sort of rock in the background.
Oh, yeah.
And you were like, where's Katie?
That's fun,
and
right?
God, I've lived here my entire life, and I'm like staring at it. I'm staring at it. I was like, where is Katie?
Yeah.
Was that Target?
It was not Target. No, that's the Red
Rocks?
Ball. That's different.
Are you okay?
No, I thought that'd be a fun new feature, figure out where I am in the state of beautiful Colorado, but that's I thought that was a pretty easy one, and I was shocked at how many people didn't get
Springs? Were you Garden of the Gods?
No, I was just south, though. I was definitely south. I'll tell you what, it took me 22 minutes to get there from my house down in Lone Tree.
Oh, so it's not far.
No.
The outlets.
Close,
though. Oh, so you were in the Rock.
Close, in the Rock.
Ah.
Where are we at?
Come to the Rock for a rock bottom deal.
Big Castle Rock.
I was at Castle Rock. I was at Castle Rock, so I was right there.
But that wasn't the Rock.
No, that was the Rock
up there.
That's the Castle Rock.
I have never hiked up there.
It is so fun.
Were there people proposing like crazy up there?
No.
Okay.
And I was actually shocked that it wasn't busier because it was President's Day and a lot of people had the day off. But what I like about that hike is you could be around a bend and feel like you're totally in the mountains. Like the first time I hiked that, I felt like I was going to get lost, and then I didn't realize you can pretty much see the parking lot from wherever you are.
You're pretty high up there. You're going to have to drink your pee
if you get lost.
You can see the Dunfriesley. You can see
the
grocery stores.
You can see everything, but that's the fun thing about it is like there are turns where you feel like you're in the mountains, you're in the wilderness, and then you come around the corner, and there's I-25.
Found it!
Yeah, so, I took a picture, and it's right there at the top. So you hike all the way up, and you're at the base of Castle Rock. Now, there are signs everywhere that tell you not to climb up on the actual rock.
That was my next question. I want to get up top.
Yeah, and you're not supposed to. And there are signs everywhere that tell you. I mean, it's not just that you could fall and die. It's that you will loosen the rock, and that is then makes it harder for other people.
Can you imagine?
You're going to ruin it for everybody kind of thing if you climb up and down that. But people do it all the time. I see people do it all the time.
You go up there, and you're leaning against that rock, kind of climbing on it a little bit. Katie.
Yeah,
next thing you know, you feel a shift.
Yeah.
Goes rolling down.
Thousands of years peaked on a hill. Katie Mitchell brings down Castle Rock. But
oh, it'll be so good for the show. Get back up there and lean against the rock.
Do something like
please.
That. Shimmy, shimmy. But no, it's like 1.3 miles up and down. I mean, it's like 400 feet elevation, mm-hmm. so you definitely get a little work on the calves and the glutes and whatnot. But it's a nice little hike. It takes you like 40 to 50 minutes to go up and down. And it's kid friendly. But again, you're climbing over rocks at points, so you still feel like you're on a hike.
You're getting a workout, essentially.
Yeah.
Your buns are going to be sore the next day.
Yeah, but it is one of the easier hikes that I go on. And I figure, you know, it's like 45 minutes from the city. That's a good hike for people to get in a day. It's a day hike for you. And there are great, so many places in Castle Rock for you to spend the day, too. Like, you go do Castle Rock hike
great breweries.
At Rock Park. Breweries, there's outlets that you can go have fun at. So
we like going to that.
Place.
It's like that barn place or something. It's like a couple big antique stores next to each
other. It's like Acme something.
They're side by side.
Yes, that's right by Castle Rock Park.
Yes.
Yeah,
so it's fun
right
to go through those. I mean, you can't afford anything in there, but
I know, it's fun to wander
around.
Peruse.
Do they still have the star up on top of the rock?
They do.
Then?
And the flag.
Why don't they take that down?
Why would they?
Because it looks junky. When I drive by, it's like you got this beautiful piece of nature, this gigantic, beautiful rock sitting up there, and then you got all this mishmash sitting on top
of it.
It's
just a flag.
Well, at night,
it
looks good.
Yeah.
They don't light the star up at night, do they?
Yes, they do.
Just for Christmas.
They light it up every night.
Yeah.
Is it every night?
Every single night, I promise.
Oh, it looks junky.
No, I like it.
Well, that's like Christmas lights. They look bad in the daytime.
Junky.
And it's fun, like, when you're, like, again, walking around the, because you go all the way around the structure multiple times, and you can see that flag and star from different vantage points. And it's really neat. Like, I got a whole video that I'm going to put together about Castle Rock and Rock Park, so I'll get that on the socials as well, but...
We wanted to go hiking yesterday. That was one of the things that the kids wanted to do. And Nick Nack and I had a little quick conversation about, like, do we want to do this? Because it's been so warm out, and there's been so many mountain lion spottings down by us.
Yes.
So we're like, do we really want to go into, like, a backwoods trail right now when there's been so many mountain lion sightings?
Yeah.
So we didn't.
I wouldn't. You know what's funny is I was choosing between Roxborough Park and Castle Rock Park, and I was like,
Castle Rock's probably safer.
It's safer.
Like, yeah. Rock Park's a little more, especially me hiking alone, by myself, because yeah. That's you talk about those mountain lions. Mm-hmm. You'd probably be okay, you knickknack and the kids. Might want to keep them close to you. Don't
that's
let
the
them
thing. Go after
off.
The small ones.
Exactly. Don't let them.
We might go out as a 4-pack, come back as a 3-pack. Is the
so
thing.
Be careful. But they hide up in the trees.
I know they stalk you.
And that will ruin your whole hike.
That's what I was saying.
All you're doing is looking up,
I'm
seeing if
around.
You can see them first. There's no way you're going to see them first,
got
by the way.
Got my pepper spray ready.
They will see you long before you know they're there, but
yeah.
Then they just pounce on you right down up from the tree. So
yeah.
I'm scared too a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to do that for the entire walk, be stressed out, you
and
know, and what's sneaking up behind me.
Yeah.
You know, unless it's Sydney Sweeney. I don't want to be
the
on the trail doing that.
You want pouncing on you.
Exactly. So we ended up going to Clement Park over down by me, where there's a Starbucks and a Barnes & Noble.
Much
no
safer.
No mountain lion.
Just cougars there.
Only thing you got to worry about there yeah. is getting a paper cut.
Yeah.